Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss selecting the right virtualization technology. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've created courses and also helped companies overcome obstacles. Some clients include the United States government, U.S. military, small and medium and large companies. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like, why use virtualization? What are the different things that we can use it for? Well, a lot of organizations, what they do is explore one of the following reasons: server consolidation, consolidating multiple servers, instances on one set of hardware, efficiency is gained by more fully using the hardware. Application migration. Some applications do not run or on newer server operating system, creating a need for the ability to host the virtual instances on legacy operating system to run these applications. Increase IT agility, provide the ability to rapidly add or move servers to respond to changing business needs. Software development, by saving and restoring a set of template virtual hard disks or hard drives, developers can rapidly cycle through test scenarios during the software development process. Now, there's different technologies that can be used. We'll look at each one. Virtualization technologies. We have server hardware virtualization. In this instance, we have a hypervisor. Server hardware virtualization runs a very lightweight core operating system. The hypervisor can host independent virtual machines. This form of virtualization requires hardware that has embedded virtualization awareness capabilities, like the VChip on AMD and also Intel. Since a hypervisor is very lightweight, there's a little overhead in the system, which allows for more scalability in the VMs. Then we can also have server software virtualization. And this, we're using an operating system such as Windows Server 2003, Windows Server 2008, it runs an application that's able to host VMs. Each VM runs a completely separate operating system and application set. Session virtualization. This is centralized systems that host multiple user workloads, and all processing is done on those host systems. The user sessions are isolated from each other, and the only thing that's being sent is the keyboard, mouse input, and video updates. And this is sent to the client and the host system. The client can be full Windows-based workstation, or it can also be just a Windows-based terminal device. Application virtualization. The application is isolated from the underlying operating system by means of a wrapper software that encapsulates it. This allows multiple applications that have conflicting DLLs or other incompatibilities to run on the same machine without affecting each other. Then you got the virtualization of the desktop. And this is similar to server software virtualization, but it runs on the client systems like Windows 7, and Windows Vista. It allows us to be able to run Windows XP type programs and other legacy software on the actual client itself. We also have Virtual PC 2007. This is a desktop virtualization technology. This is designed to create virtual machine environments on Windows 7 and Windows Vista. We have the Virtual Desktop Infrastructure, VDI. A VDI provides desktop virtualization for enterprise customers who want to host desktops as virtual machines in central locations. Organizations can choose to create a dedicated virtual machine for each user or to allow a user to access a virtual machine from a pool of identically configured VMs that are temporarily assigned to the users. Users can connect to these virtual machines either from a traditional Windows-based client machines or use a thinner stateless Windows-based terminal device. Keyboard and mouse input is sent to the server. The video output is sent to the client using a network connection. Then we have Microsoft System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2008. This is a standalone application, provides centralized management of virtual machines and runs on Windows Server 2008 Hyper-V, Virtual Server 2005 R2 SP1, and VMware ESX through the VMware Virtual Center. As part of the System Center family, VMM integrates with the other System Center products to provide end-to-end physical and virtual infrastructure management. Then we have the Microsoft Enterprise Desktop Virtualization, which enhances the deployment and management of virtual PCs images on a Windows desktop, while also providing a seamless user experience of a virtual PC environment. MedV is an integral part or component of the Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack. So when we look through the different things that we need to look at when we're dealing with virtualization, some of the things that we need to look at is step one is determine whether virtualization is appropriate. Then after that, we need to go to step two, which is categorize the workload. Step three is select a server hardware or server software virtualization. Step four is determine the client connectivity. Step five is determine the workload location. Step six is select a desktop or a session virtualization. And finally, step seven is going to be to choose the application virtualization or virtualization on desktop. So, looking at step one is determine whether virtualization is appropriate. We need to look at compatibility, determine whether the workload can run in a virtualized environment. Supportability, determine whether the workload is supported in a virtualized environment. It might be necessary to verify third-party vendor policies for deployment. Licensing, determine whether the workload can be licensed for use in a virtualized environment. And also looking at the benefits to the business. Look at the business reasons for virtualizing the workload and the related benefits. Some of the benefits can include cost savings, reduced deployment time, reduced administration costs. Step two is categorize the workload. Is the workload designed to run on a server operating system? If so, then we want to proceed to select the server hardware or server software virtualization. The client operating system. Is it a client operating system? If it is, then we need to determine the client activity, connectivity. Selecting the server hardware is step three. There's two server virtualization products that Microsoft offers. We have Windows Server 2008 R2, Hyper-V, and also Virtual Server 2005 R2 SP1. When we look at Hyper-V, it offers the advantage of being a hypervisor-based solution. The thin hypervisor implementation dramatically reduces the overhead of virtualization. Hyper-V is available as part of the Windows Server 2008 and 2008 R2 platform. It requires hardware-assisted virtualization, which is Intel VT, or the AMD V. Now, when you look at 2005 R2 SP1, if the hardware on which the virtualization platform will be installed does not support the Intel VT or AMD V, then the server software virtualization is the only choice. Step four is determining the client connectivity. Now, looking at connected client, client's computers will always be connected to the network when running a particular workload, can rely on the network in order to access their applications and data. This is typically includes corporate desktop computers, kiosks, as well as some other computers used in remote offices and some home offices. This office option should be selected when client computers will have reliable network connections and do not need to run applications when not connected to the network. If this client is always connected, then we can go over to step five, determine a workload connect location. Now, if we're dealing with disconnected client, this is going to be a computer that must have the ability to run virtualized applications while disconnected from the network. Will require versions of the applications that are resident on disconnected computers. These options are more useful for situations in which users need only occasional access to applications while traveling or when network connections are unreliable. If the client may run disconnected, then we need to go over to step 7, which is choose the application virtualization or virtualization on the desktop. So let's go over to step 5. Step 5 would determine a workload location. If it's a centralized workload, consider a centralized approach to application virtualization. It's beneficial when the workload configuration needs to be tightly controlled or when resources must be centrally managed. It allows for easier deployment and management of workloads. We'll go over to step 6 if this is the case. But if you're going to do a decentralized workload, some workloads cannot be run with a central server, or they require individualized configuration or access to local system resources to efficiently run. These workloads should be deployed using virtualization method. So we skip over to step 7. But what we're going to do is look at step 6. And this is determine or selecting the desktop or session virtualization. Now, desktop will use a VDI, which provides a virtualized desktop that can be run on a wide variety of client or software or server operating systems, since they're hosted in VMs on the Windows Server 2008 operating system. Since there will normally be one user on a client's operating system, he or she may be granted administrative rights. Sessions virtualization, though, this is when the clients are run directly on Windows Server 2008 operating system. There will normally be many connected clients that share the operating system and the applications, so the client cannot be granted administrative rights. All applications that are installed on the server must be able to run on the same Windows Server 2008 operating system. Any incompatibilities should be managed by using another application virtualization technology, such as Microsoft Application Virtualization. That brings us to step 7, which we choose the application virtualization or virtualization of desktop. Application virtualization is using Microsoft Application Virtualization, which is a replacement for SoftGrid, provides a method for installing applications into a virtualized environment via MSI or streaming them on demand. The application processing will occur on the client computers. AppV requires that the client computers have a complete client operating system that supports virtualized applications, as well as meeting the hardware requirements for applications that will be deployed and executed on the computer. You also need to have sufficient bandwidth for deploying applications. Virtualization on a desktop. Virtual PC allows users to run entire client operating systems on their local computers. In order to support this configuration, the client computer must have sufficient CPU, memory, disk, network resources to support the base Windows operating system, as well as resources on each of the VMs that will be supported. Virtual PC provides support for running legacy applications and operating systems. Windows XP mode provides a tailored Windows XP VM that runs in Virtual PC and Windows 7. Users can create a wide variety of different VMs and start and stop them as needed. This solution is particularly helpful for software developers and testers who often require access to multiple different platforms. Some of the other considerations about virtualization and environment. One is going to be managing the environment, and there's two products. You have VMM and MedV to assist in the challenges. Some of the benefits that can be realized using Microsoft Virtualization Management products to manage organizations' virtualized environments include optimal consolidation of user underutilized physical servers, rapid provisioning of new VMs, maximization of data center resources, integration with the System Center Operations Manager 2007 reporting. You got the System Center Virtualization Machine Manager. And it's a standalone application that provides centralized enterprise class management of VMs that runs on Hyper-V, Virtual Server 2005 R2 SP1, and VMware ESX through the VMware Virtual Center. And this is part of the System Center family. And VMM integrates with the other System Center products to provide end-to-end physical and virtual infrastructure management. Then you got the Microsoft Enterprise Desktop Virtualization. This enhances the deployment and management of virtual PC 2007 images on a Windows desktop, while also providing a seamless user experience of the virtual PC environment. Independent of local desktop configuration in the operating system, MedV utilizes Microsoft Virtual PC 2007 to provide an enterprise solution for desktop virtualization and an integral component of Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in listening to my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.